Hello and welcome to Show Me Your Mic, episode number 133. It's been a hot minute since I last recorded an episode, and I'm not making any apologies for that. It's just the way it is with life. Most of my time is consumed with actually editing podcasts for clients, which is fun and actually pays the bills and puts food on the table, and I don't have as much time to actually make my own podcasts. That's just the way it is right now. I'm kind of at peace with it. I wish I was creating more. I enjoy creating stuff. I've yet to find a good rhythm for when, how, and with who. I do have one podcast I do, if you're not aware, called 25 Cents, a video game podcast I do with a fellow good stuff friend, Nick. And so he and I gathered around the idea of talking about, initially it was Apple Arcade video games, the new Apple Arcade video game subscription for iOS and Mac. And we've since expanded to include Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, computer games, and other stuff that has to do with computer games, video games. The point of this episode, though, is just to say happy International Podcast Day. It's something I always forget about, even though there's probably people tweeting about it in advance and sending me emails and things, but I kind of lose track of these kinds of things and forget to make mention of it. But in honor of this day, I thought I'd record at least a podcast, because that's what I got into this thing doing, trying to make podcasts, have fun with podcasts, years ago. And I think I sound really angry, maybe. I had a terrible sleep and I'm just waking up. So bear with me. And I'm also watching myself being recorded and transcribed by Descript. I'm just trying it out for fun on my own as a recording app. And it does transcription as you're recording, which is a little bit weird to see your words appear on screen like that right after you say them. And hopefully it gets it all right. And we'll see how the editing process is with it. So I do miss talking with other podcasters on this show, where I would normally would interview podcasters about their podcast. It's a fun thing. I enjoyed doing it each time, getting to meet interesting folks in the podcasting world and trying to suss out what they do and why and how and the gear they use and just talk shop basically with other podcasters. And unfortunately for me, the thing that always bites me with podcasts is the ones that I'm doing is scheduling. And it's just, I'm just awful at arranging interviews, enough interviews ahead of time. I kind of get a run of like 3 to 4 maybe. And I use services like Calendly and stuff to book it and all those kind of things to make it less overhead for me. But at the end of the day, it's just me here trying to do this. And it falls by the wayside when paying clients come along and are like, hey, can you edit my podcast? And I look at my family who want to eat food and think, do I record a podcast for myself or do I edit a podcast that pays for food to put on the table and shoes and other things, obviously, as well. And so that's what usually wins. But yes, International Podcast Day. We have lots of fun making podcasts and helping others create podcasts here at goodstuff.fm, a podcast network that I run with my friend Kyle Roderick and a bunch of other folks who volunteer their time to make podcasts. And we do the Patreon support model, patreon.com/goodstuff. If you're so inclined and want to join the support there and join the Discord as a result and have fun with us making podcasts. But just to encourage anybody out there who's either making podcasts already, but especially those who are getting started making podcasts and you're thinking about getting into podcasting, and maybe you just are like exploring the gear and the web apps and the software and the things that you can use to make podcasts these days. Obviously, a plethora of options these days compared to, I know when I first ordered this Heil PR40 mic, thinking I had to look and sound, I had to have the gear that sounded like the folks I was listening to, the Dan Benjamins, the Leo Laportes or whatever, who were doing it at the time, and they still are. But I would encourage you just to start recording. Don't wait. Don't try and figure it out. You don't have to get it perfect the first time, especially obviously if someone's paying you a bunch of money to record a podcast for them, a business or whatever, you want to do that right. But if it's a thing where you're like, I think I really want to talk about the pottery or the coffee that I drink or the video games I play or talk with my friends about gardening or whatever the thing is that you want to just have a fun podcast about, don't spend days, months, weeks, years. I think I did that backwards, but don't spend a bunch of time obsessing over getting everything right in the right place. Just hit record, try it out. The best thing you're going to do is learn from what you do. Each time you hit record, you edit it a bit, you publish it, experience what it feels like to have something out in the world that way, and then try again, rinse and repeat. The same goes for like YouTube video creators and things like that, where just start now. Don't worry about getting it perfect. You don't have to have the perfect 4K video camera. You don't have to have the most expensive microphone. Make it sound good enough that people will listen, not so distractingly bad audio quality that they're going to turn it off even if they care about you, don't put your mom to sleep if she listens to your podcast like I did for my first one. Just start recording, publishing, and learning. It's like your first bike ride, maybe, if you learned how to ride a bike, where you didn't have the most expensive bike right out of the gate, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. If you're lucky and your parents bought you the most amazing bike ever, great. But most of us, you learned with a bike that was maybe hand-me-down from a cousin or a garage sale purchase, and you started on that, and you worked your way up. And it was perfectly fun and awesome to ride that bike with the rusted-out rim and the brake that kind of worked on the one side but didn't work on the other side. Front side, I guess. It's not a four-wheel bike we're talking about here. Metaphors are awful. My metaphors, anyway. But you just learn from that. And then as you got better, you got a better bike. And you understood why you might need a certain kind of brake, or you might want a certain kind of tire or a certain kind of seat. And you grew from there. You didn't have to read the blog post by insert famous bike person here telling you all about which bike to buy and why you needed it. And then that's what you had to save and wait for to buy that bike so that you could start biking. I don't know if that metaphor helps at all, but I just really want to encourage. I see folks obsessing and stressing about getting the right gear and the right software, testing out everything. And I'm exhausted just reading their journey. And I mean, if you're having fun doing that, great. I empower you to do that. That's awesome. But if you're actually like wanting to record a podcast, get a podcast out into the world, start today. Just hit record and publish it, share it, get feedback, rinse and repeat, learn from your mistakes, learn from what you read along the way. Every 10 episodes or so, maybe evaluate. Is there anything in my process, in my chain, from my mic to my gear to my software, the workflow that I use? Is there things that I could change? If there is, make adjustments. If there's not, do another 10 episodes and then reevaluate again. Don't obsess about your theme music even, or having music. Try and get something that sounds right, because in 50 episodes, when you make it to there, you're going to want to change it again anyways, because it sounds like something you picked when 50 episodes ago, which is probably a year ago if you're doing a weekly podcast, unlike me, which is like once a year. In honor of International Podcast Day, I encourage you to get out there and podcast. That's it. That's my message. My message of hope for podcasters. If you still happen to be subscribed to this for some reason, it's stuck in your feed for this long and you haven't left it, thank you so much. I appreciate you. If you want to let me know via Twitter, I'm Chris on Twitter, or chris@goodstuff.fm, what you'd like from a podcast, what's out there right now that's missing from podcasts about podcasting that you'd love to hear about, because I feel like it's all been done and I don't have an original idea right now. So I'm just going to stick to making podcasts for other people until lightning strikes for me. I guess I'm being a bit of a hypocrite in terms of not just recording stuff. But that's what the idea was behind this episode, is just hit record, talk, put something out there. Sometimes my brain gets stuck on the idea of what I'm going to talk about and what I'm going to record, and then has to like extrapolate that out into how I'm going to do that for 52 episodes. And instead, I'd end up not doing anything at all because that's overwhelming, and just be frustrated that I don't have a podcast that I do. So this is that. So be a little bit like me. Don't be like me in terms of never actually doing another episode for another year. I encourage you to podcast. I would love to help you out if I can. I'm actually starting up a bit of a community with my YouTube channel. It's kind of taken off in a weird way. I don't know if there's actually people who are invested in the channel per se, or just a lot of people. Analytics tell me that it's probably just a lot of people watching one video and leaving, but their subscriber number is growing. And so I'm putting together a bit of a Discord community. It's free to join for anybody interested in Mac audio nerdery stuff. If you go to lemonaudio.club, you can find out details, how to sign up and get invited to the Discord. I'd love to see you in there. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/c/lemonproductions, I think. I'll put a link in the show notes, but no pressure. It's a fun little playground on YouTube to mess around with, just audio tutorials and Mac stuff that way, and having a bit of fun with that. And thank you for listening, wherever you happen to be in the world. Tweet at me at iChris with a photo of whatever your view is right now in the world. I'd love to see where you are. Let me know if you're still subscribed out there. All right, have a great day. Bye.